And we had a miserable dinner the night before we left Brazil. And boiled salted beef and that sort of stuff. And just as we went out, we passed a table with a lot of fresh fruit. There was an avocado.
About that
big around.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, boy, I can't go till I've eaten this.
Yeah.
So I just turned around and went back and ate it. I regretted it later.
Did it make you sick?
The old boy did.
Too rich?
With that and the big cigar that I got.
Too rich. And then one day I bought a couple of avocados in town. I came home. On the way home, I ate one of them. My husband just couldn't imagine me eating that. But I can just eat it without salt or anything. I love it.
As a boy, I used to like them spread on toast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now I like them in salads, most anyway.
I like avocados.
Mm-hmm. What would you call food that you'd eat between meals?
Snacks.
Just come in and...
Snack.
If somebody was going to eat this, what would you say he was going to do?
Snack.
He's going to snack?
That's what we called it. I don't know.
I heard my mother-in-law say, going to peace.
Peace, yeah. I've heard that too.
Just peacing.
Peace between me.
Yeah. 20 years ago, if you were going to serve water at the table, what would you serve to them?
Goblets.
Would that be straight-sided or?
That.
This one?
I still have those goblets. My family won't hardly drink iced tea out of those.
Hmm. Told about a pint?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, great big old things. What do you call food that you have one day and then eat the next day?
Leftover.
Did you mention mush?
Mush, yeah. Uh-huh. The mush out of it. We had mush very often.
How did you make this?
We'd have our water boiling and salt in boiling water. And then we would have our wooden spoon, you know, that we'd stir it with. And we'd just stir it in gradually so it wouldn't lump. Mm-hmm. And we'd cook it until it began to kind of get clear looking, kind mm-hmm. of pop and begin to sputter, you know. And we'd eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Milk on it. We'd sometimes fry it, then for breakfast, what's left over.
Oh my, I like
for
that.
Supper, fry it for breakfast.
Did you ever eat grits?
Well, we had hominy. We never had ground the grits or anything like that.
And grits is ground hominy?
Ground hominy or corn. I don't know what they are. Yeah, I think I've eaten it that we got at the grocery store, but we didn't make it. My mother made hominy, though, lye hominy.
Uh-huh.
She soaked that in lye ashes, sometimes ashes, but we got to where we'd use lye.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd put it on take the rub board and rub the husks off of it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd can it sometimes, just put a little bit more brine hominy, you know, put a little more salt on, you keep it a long time mm-hmm. that way.
And that's called brine hominy?
Brine hominy. Yep. And then we would have to soak that in water before we mm-hmm. eat it, you see.
I talked to an Indian down in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
He said his mother used to make some.
Yeah.
But theirs was pretty special stuff. They'd take hominy, and then there was a special tree.
Uh-huh.
He didn't remember what kind it was, but they'd cut the tree out, burn a hole in the stump, and make a pestle out of the trunk.
Oh, yes.
And they just pound the...
Yes, right.
The hominy in there.
Yeah, we had pestles, too. Sort of like a rolling pin. Yeah, we had pestles to pestle. And also, we made kraut in a jar.
Oh, yeah.
We'd pestle it with it.
Oh, boy, that's
good. We mashed potatoes with it sometimes, too. Just a wooden pestle.
Uh-huh.